The investigation into Rush Limbaugh's alleged illegal purchases of painkillers has evolved into something bigger than a simple drug case. Prosecutors in Palm Beach County, Florida, are seeking to gain access to the talk show host's confidential medical records, and that has brought opposition from civil liberties groups and from doctors who treat patients with chronic pain. They say the case threatens to erode the privacy rights of many Americans and make it even harder for patients to legitimately obtain medicine for pain. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
As an issue, Rush Limbaugh's use of OxyContin began to diminish when he took the issue head-on last fall on his talk show.
I am addicted to prescription pain medication. I first started taking prescription painkillers 5-6 years ago when my doctor prescribed them to treat post-surgical pain following spinal surgery.
What has happened now is that Rush Limbaugh's case has become a dispute over the power and reach of government, a dispute that began when Barry Krischer, the state's attorney in Palm Beach County, Florida, where Limbaugh has a home, obtained a search warrant seeking access to years of Limbaugh's medical records. Roy Black is Limbaugh's attorney.
What they are looking for in these records are actual conversations with his physicians and diagnoses. And you can imagine what a prosecutor could use with materials like this against a public person or an elected official.
Black says his client's fear that information could be leaked is well-founded. In December, for example, the state's attorney's office, responding to public requests, released documents alleging that they could charge Limbaugh with more than 10 felony counts of doctor shopping to obtain OxyContin illegally. 2 months later, not a single charge has been filed.
They are successfully working hard trying to smear his reputation, and I think that's the reason why we see this stretched out so long and why it's so public.
Limbaugh has fought the warrant in court and has succeeded so far in keeping the medical records out of the hands of prosecutors until a state appeals court decides on its legality. And that has allowed physicians groups such as the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons to jump into the fray. They say today's powerful pain-killing drugs, known as opiates in the medical profession, are already being stigmatized by law enforcement officials and even the Drug Enforcement Administration, both of whom have been known to aggressively prosecute doctors who routinely prescribe such drugs. Mary Bayless is director of the Pain Law Initiative in Washington, D.C. She says four such groups plan to file front-of-the-court briefs next week on Limbaugh's behalf.
Mr. Limbaugh's medical records are being used for a fishing expedition to determine whether or not he may, as I understand it, may have violated Florida law. And it's very detrimental to pain management if doctors and patients who are dealing with issues of pain and pain medication, such as OxyContin, have to worry about the records being used indiscriminately by law enforcement.
And though the American Civil Liberties Union has often been on the wrong end of Limbaugh's pointed comments, it too is filing a brief opposing the search warrant. Howard Simon is executive director of the ACLU of Florida.
So this is a case that I have to say obviously involves Rush Limbaugh. But the outcome of this case is going to affect the privacy of everybody in the state of Florida.
A spokesman for the state's attorney's office said the office has no plan to roll back its request for Limbaugh's records and that it will respond to the growing backlash to the investigation in court. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.